Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Having a great visit with our good friend Diana Furchgott-Roth, a great member of our Brain Trust, director of the Manhattan Institute's economics21.org website. I encourage you to check that out and subscribe to their daily distribution that they have, and check out their website. Diana, I'm proud of the way you're taking my advice from my book, and that's you're following your stakeholders home. You're doing a daily blast out to these people, aren't you?
We are. We're doing our best.
Yeah. So check that out, folks. Economics21.org. Diana,
and we have a really good piece today by Alan Meltzer, the famous professor at Carnegie Mellon University, in defense of capitalism.
I love that.
Right on our front page today.
That's the kind of stuff small business. That's red meat for small business owners out here on Main Street, Diana. Good for you. So, okay, Diana, the Keystone Pipeline. You've been writing about this. You've been talking about this. You're a big defender of the idea of building the pipeline. Tell us why.
Well, Canada needs to sell the oil, and we need the oil also. This oil needs to be refined, and we have refineries along the Gulf Coast of Mexico
right. That
are the very best in the world at refining. And right now we are getting oil from Venezuela and the Middle East that goes into these refineries.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be much better to get it from our friend Canada.
So we could turn the boats around from Venezuela, who is not our fair friend, and the Middle East, who may or may not be our friends. We could turn those boats around and send them back home and start taking our oil from Canada.
Exactly, yes, because there's different kinds of oil, and the oil we're producing in the Bakken is called light crude. It's
right. Very
light, bubbly crude.
Now, the Bakken,
the
Bakken is the northern part of the United States, up in the Dakotas area. And
right. But
we need, as you say, we need the light crude and the heavy crude, right?
Right, exactly. And what we do is we blend them together to get the products that people need, so we can
right. Dilute.
The Canadian heavy crude with more of the light crude, and that's what our refineries are really good at doing.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't take the oil from Canada, they're going to build the pipeline out to their west, also to their east. They're going to ship it abroad to other countries. So they'll be shipping it abroad on tankers that are going out to Asia. We'll be bringing oil in from tankers that have come from the Middle East. These tankers are probably going to cross each other in the ocean. And there's just no point. It's more
right. Costly. Well, not only that, but here's the thing. Oil has to be transported. We're going to be transporting oil. Is it more environmentally dangerous to transport oil in a tanker than it is in a pipeline? I mean,
The safest way of transporting oil is in a pipeline, because the container stays still and the product moves.
Right.
All the other ways, road, rail, and tanker, you have the container that's moving, plus it's moving in an area where it can hit other light containers. So,
right.
For example, if it's on the road, it can have an accident and hit trucks. If it's rail, it can have an explosion like in Lac-Mégantic, Quebec.
Right.
I mean, oil transport is pretty safe, but pipelines.
Why won't the president approve the pipeline?
Because there are these people called environmentalists, and the environmentalists are a strong lobby, and they give money to his campaign. And they say, if you approve Keystone XL, that means the Canadians are going to use their oil, and that is going to hurt the climate.
But he's also going to exacerbate
climate change.
It's a little more than that, though, Diana. I think we can safely say now that President Obama is an environmental ideologue. I mean, it's not just the money he's getting to his campaign. He is aligned with them 100%. He's an ideologue. He chose them. He chose the environmentalists over the unions. So that told me
he was an ideologue.
What do you think?
Because the AFL-CIO and the Labor's International Union of North America.
Right.
They are his supporters, and they both want this Keystone XL built because it'll give jobs to their members.
If President Obama approved the Keystone Pipeline and announced that he was going to increase the natural gas liquefaction and shipping ports and all that. If he just announced he was going to do that, he could render Putin neutralized without firing a shot, couldn't he?
He really could be taking a big chunk out of Russia's pocketbook because they depend on those natural gas revenues. Plus what they do is they are able to hold up Ukraine and Europe because they sell them so much natural gas. We could be selling them this natural gas. We have folks, so much that in North Dakota we're just flaring it, we're burning it.
And an ideologue is someone who does something even against the best interests of their stakeholders. And I think that's what President Obama is doing right now with this pipeline thing. Hey, Diana Fishcott Roth, thank you for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Oh, it's great to be with you. I come back whenever I'm invited, Jim.
You're always invited back. Diana Fishcott Roth, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, economics21.org is her website. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.